Anna Zelikova was born on July the 19, 1924, in what is now the Czech Republic, to Alois and Anna Zelikova. She attended kindergarten, primary, and middle school in the Ludmila Institution of the Sisters of the Holy Cross in Napajedli. The nuns of the Holy Cross had a great influence on her religious upbringing. Sister Milada Baton prepared her for the First Holy Communion, which Anna received on May the 25th, 1933. Even then, she longed to offer herself completely to God in order to win many souls for heaven. She was deeply impressed by the primary mass of Father Josef Zavadil, a native of Yapayedl, in which she participated on July the 11th, 1937, as a 13-year-old girl. She decided to sacrifice her life for the consecration of the priests. This also marked a decisive turn in her life. Now, Zelikova was a simple teenager who loved Jesus dearly, and she understood the way of perfection mapped out by Saint Therese, who at the time was newly canonized in 1925. Zelikova wrote in 1940, "True beauty is hidden in faithfulness in little things. I always desired to do great and heroic deeds of love, but when I saw that I was unable, I was grieved by it. Now I find great heroism precisely in little things, so that now I haven't the slightest regret whether I can do something or not." One way that she practiced this was by her apostleship of smiling. She said, "I must smile to my last breath. Ah, all I can give God now are my heartbeats and my smile. Nothing is left to me except love and trust." Anna suffered greatly, but during this suffering, the only thing visible was a bright, radiant smile. Another way that she offered her life to God was through her suffering. In particular, when she learned about the killing of unborn children, she was horrified. At that moment, she wanted to be a sacrificial victim, suffering for the sake of these children who were killed in the womb. The following day, on Good Friday, April the 15, 1938, in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the Holy Sepulchre, she renewed this offer with all of her heart. She cleared her throat, followed by the first gush of blood from her lungs. She was overwhelmed with joy that her victim was accepted, that she could suffer for another and pay with her blood for the shed blood of innocent children. This serious illness that slowly consumed her strength was Jesus' response to her offer and filled her with inner happiness. She found spiritual support with a sister, Ludmila Tikhopadova, whom she considered her spiritual mother, and with Dr. Josef Lach, later Bishop of Cheske Budejovice. Her prayers were answered and she began to suffer from tuberculosis. She suffered from the disease for several years and made her offering even more profound by making a vow of virginity to God on the feast day of the Nativity of the Virgin Mary, September the 8th, 1938. This is where she began to write spiritual diaries and carefully hid them from her parents. Now, one of her greatest desires was to join a Carmelite community of nuns, but her illness prevented her from doing so. She was permitted to become a Third Order Carmelite instead. She received the religious name of Mary from the Sacramental Heart of Jesus and made religious vows of poverty, purity and obedience on February the 7th, 1941. As a sign of her consecration, she received the scapula of the Virgin Mary of Carmel on June the 2nd, 1941. She ended her life sacrifice on Thursday, September the 11th, 1941, at age 17, with the angel of the Lord singing in the morning, with a happy smile and the words, "Everything is so beautiful, I don't want to change with anyone, I love Jesus, I love Him so much." Her short and joyful life was an inspiration to many. In 1991, her cause for canonization was officially opened and she was granted the title of Servant of God. Servant of God, Anna Zelikova, pray for us.